This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll free and join us on the radio waves. You can take control of the airwaves here. That's kind of the point of the program. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Vincent.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can join us online at username lrn.fm via Skype. Our website's freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. We've got all kinds of different ways for you to get interactive with the show. Of course, the first and foremost, the primary way is for you to call in and join us here at 855-450-FREE. Daryl, to start out this show, arguably the most important news, I think, to a lot of our listeners is this new revelation about the Silk Road. It's interesting, it comes out in the same week that we'd already talked about the Silk Road.
Yes.
At least on one occasion where...
And just a couple of days before the Free Rossathon.
That's correct. Yes. Interesting timing. So a few days ago, for listeners maybe just tuning in, the latest revelation about the Silk Road, which is, by the way, an underground marketplace that was operated on the anonymized network of Tor that was ultimately taken down by the federal government in 2013. The man who was charged with operating it, Ross Ulbricht, is now sitting in a federal prison cell in New York on a double life sentence plus 40 years for the dastardly crime of programming a website that people then used to sell and purchase drugs and other things on. Turned out there were a couple of corrupt police officers, one DEA agent and one Secret Service agent, that were outed during the whole process of evidence coming to light about the raid and how they, you know, conducted their investigation.
Right. And unfortunately, the judge, Catherine Forrest, prevented the defense from mentioning the corrupt federal agents during the initial trial.
Right, both of whom are now serving multiple year prison sentences on guilty pleas.
Both of whom also knew about the investigations of them at the time Ross was going through the trial.
Correct.
So the claim by the judge is, well, we can't let you present this evidence because then it might reveal that there's an investigation going on, even though both men knew that they were being investigated.
Right. They just hadn't been indicted, I don't believe, at that point.
Correct.
So Ross is going for an appeal, and part of the appeal is the basis of the corruption.
Yes.
Which, you know, is clearly, you know, you had at least two agents who are known corrupt agents that
yes.
are now in prison. The revelation from earlier this week is that there was likely a third agent, codenamed Al Pacino, who was selling information to Ross Ulbricht, and this may be the same character who was also selling information to Ross's mentor, Plural of Mongoose, a.k.a. Variety Jones. So we've known for a while that there likely was a third person out there, a third corrupt federal agent, and more evidence came to light this week about that. Now, Daryl, you've got an even more shocking revelation, I think.
Yeah, this comes from Reason.com. Brian Doherty says, I reported the other day about a discovery request made by Ross Ulbricht's defense team, led by Joshua Dreitel, to the Attorney General in Maryland, regarding what they see as evidence that the digital trail of evidence that helped convict Ulbricht in a separate case, the conviction for which he's currently in prison for life, actually two life sentences plus 40 years, was clearly tainted and not properly presented to them for their defense. Ulbricht was convicted on 7 counts connected to allegations that he ran the Silk Road dark web cell site under the pseudonym Dread Pirate Roberts. It has long been a defense contention that although they grant Ulbricht founded the Silk Road, that the Dread Pirate Roberts acting during the time of the accused crimes may well have been someone else. Via an email with Ulbricht's mother, Lynn, there is more evidence to the multiple DPR theory that might be true. The defense team has learned, she writes, that someone logged into the DPR account on Silk Road's forum on November 18th, 2013.
What?
Ulbricht had been arrested
in police custody. What year? November?
2013.
Okay.
November 18th.
Gotcha.
Albrecht was arrested and placed in custody on October 1st.
Right.
So 6 weeks after Ross Albrecht was placed in federal custody, Dread Pirate Roberts was logging into the Silk Road site.
Well, no. So the Silk Road Forum is what he was logging into, and I'm trying to remember.
The forum. But still, that was 6 weeks after Ross was placed in custody.
I'm trying to remember what the history was back then of the takedown, because when they arrested Ross, my recollection, they took down the main Silk Road site. I know the forums may have continued for a time after that.
Forum
because they
apparently
were hosted-
did, because there was a login from Dread Pirate right. Roberts on November 18th. Six full weeks. Actually,
wow.
A little over 6 weeks after Ross Albrecht was arrested and placed in custody. This fact has been mentioned in the discovery letter sent to Maryland this week, though it was not discussed in the press conference on Tuesday. Lynn Albrecht's official statement. Joshua Dreitel said a long time ago that we only know the tip of the iceberg regarding the corruption in this case.
Mm-hmm.
This week we have seen another big chunk of ice revealed, evidence tampering, and apparently at least one additional DPR. If this backup of the forum database had not been saved or discovered, if logins made by DPR after Ross's arrest were not found, no one would be the wiser. This begs the question, how much more is there? Unfortunately, we may never know, as it's the nature of digital evidence that it's easily changed, planted, or deleted without a trace, that my son or anyone would get a life sentence without parole based on vulnerable digital evidence, especially when right. It's been corrupted, is a travesty of justice.
Yeah, there's no way to prove that Ross Albrecht was Dread Pirate Roberts for the entire time. He did
correct.
It.
And that was even the defense's argument of, yeah, Ross created the site under the name Dread Pirate Roberts. He handed the site off to somebody else, and then he was lured back in.
But they weren't even able to really make that argument in front of the jury, unfortunately, due to the judge's, sort of her mishandling of the case.
Right. They were able to make some arguments in front of the jury. They were able to get at least one of the agents to testify under oath that they thought Mark Karpeliz was Dread Pirate Roberts.
Right, but then didn't the judge go back and say, you've got to disregard that?
2 days later, the judge said, disregard everything that this guy said a couple days ago.
Right.
Not just disregard this one statement.
So even though...
Disregard everything he said.
Even though it was the testimony of one of the federal agents on this case, one of the investigators, that they at one time had a theory that Dread Pirate Roberts was someone besides Ross Albrecht.
Yes.
That was ruled as inadmissible as evidence because...
Right, because you didn't arrest that guy,
well,
so therefore it must be Ross.
Right, well, what does that have to do with this case? It's essentially the judge's argument. We're trying this man as Dread Pirate Roberts. You know, he said this was a theory. It's no longer a theory, so eliminate that from your minds, jurors.
Right, but it's basically the same of, we have video surveillance of somebody robbing a bank. It's a tall, slender man that's about, you know, 6 foot, somewhere between 6 foot and 6'3", between about 140 to 180. Well, that could be, you know, a bunch of different people. They follow somebody that, you know, happened to have been leaving the Chinese restaurant next to the bank. And, or, you know, like, whatever, they arrest the wrong person, and they're like, well, there were two cars that left the scene, and we had police following both. Well, totally ignore the fact that police followed this other guy because you didn't arrest him, so it's got to be the guy that you arrested.
Well, right. They may not have had any real hard evidence that it was Karpeliz, but they did. They had reason to believe that it may have been him, apparently.
Right. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of...
That's reasonable doubt is what that is.
Right. There's a lot of, you know, one reasonable doubt that if I were on the jury, I would not have convicted based on that, you know. Forget the fact that I think the drug war is absolutely, you know, a fraud and should not even exist. But just the reasonable doubt alone that has been brought up in this case should be enough for any reasonable person to say Ross Ulbricht is not guilty.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Should you wish to join us here, 855-450-3733. Well, I can tell you one thing's for sure. Ross Ulbricht was not the person who logged into the Silk Road Dread Pirate Roberts forum account 1 month after, a month and a half after being arrested for running that website, because he was in a prison cell. And this is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4688. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Legal attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us. The radio waves here are waiting for you. You can bring up anything that you want. We started out with the latest from the Ross Ulbricht Silk Road situation. It was a trial. Now there is an appeal that has been filed. We are waiting to hear back from the appeals court as to what will happen, if anything, to the ruling by the lower court of guilty and a double life sentence plus 40 years. We'll continue with more commentary on that. You're welcome to join us as well. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to see change happen at the national level, I'm pretty skeptical whether it's even possible or not. But if it is possible, then the Libertarian Party is probably the best chance at it. They are the third largest political party in the United States, and if you're not in New Hampshire where you can really get active and make a difference for liberty, then the Libertarian Party is probably your best bet. So go and get a free membership if you're a Free Talk Live listener over at lp.org/FTL. That's lp.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live.
And that's a free membership to the National Party, not to your state affiliate.
Correct. So, if you've been holding back, if you've been thinking about joining and just didn't want to pay the membership fee, well, now we've got that problem solved for you. So, again, lp.org/FTL, and the FTL does need to be in lowercase, so keep that in mind. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Vincent.
And Daryl.
So we've been talking about this I would say bombshell. This bombshell update coming from Ross Ulbricht's mother, Lynn, who we've had on the show a number of times. She's going to be appearing at an Acapulco coming up in February. That the Silk Road forums, which were up for a period of time after the Silk Road was raided. And I remember when the Silk Road got raided, this is the underground drug marketplace that was so infamous, when it got raided, I remember that it was only like a month later that Silk Road 2.0 came out. And I don't remember what the continuity was with the forums for that time frame. I feel like the forums may have continued on because they were hosted separately from the Silk Road. So, like, the federal government, when they arrested Ross Ulbricht, took down the Silk Road site at the same time. But the forums may have stayed online because I remember there was much discussion, and I presume it was on the Silk Road forums, although there were a couple of competitors, I think, to Silk Road at that time, including Agora Marketplace. So maybe some of the conversations were there. This is 3 years ago now, so I don't remember all the details.
Nor do I, and I'm trying to see what I can find.
If there's some sort of history on the forums. So I know that at some point, I suspect the forums continued through to Silk Road 2, because Silk Road 2.0 launched a month after Silk Road 1.0, and I think some of the same administrators from Silk Road 1.0 were involved in the launch of Silk Road 2.0. In fact, when they took down Silk Road 2.0 about a year later, they revealed in the indictment how they were able to do that, and it was because they had a federal agent in at the administrative level on Silk Road 1.0. So one of the admins of the original Silk Road was an undercover agent. And the reason that happened was because that account wasn't an agent originally, but that person got busted. No one on the Silk Road knew that he had gotten busted, and so he turned over the access to his administrative account to the federal agents. So they had that administrative access for a long time. In fact, they even used that administrative access to help them gather enough evidence to go after Russ, to find out who Ross was and to go after him. So I think that what happened was that forum continued. The admins from the original Silk Road were in there like, yes, we're gonna do something. We're going to get Silk Road back online. Eventually they did, and the forum, I believe, had continuity the entire time. If you remember better, then please call in toll-free. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But very interesting that Dread Pirate Roberts would have logged into that very same account 1 month and a half after the supposed real Dread Pirate Roberts was arrested. That's the revelation here tonight, and it's a shocker.
Yeah.
Was there more to that story? We pretty much wrapped that up.
We wrapped it up. The only other thing that they mention in the story is the free Rawls-a-thon that's happening on Sunday.
Yes.
As a fundraiser for the Rawls-Ulbricht Legal Defense Fund.
Yeah, and it's going to be featuring you, yes. As well as, like, dozens.
Derek Jay, I think Tom Woods.
Dozens of people, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Lots of
This thing's going for 8 hours.
Yeah, lots of big libertarian, voluntarist names are going to be speaking at this event. All in favor of Ross. All in favor of raising the $14,000 that they need to raise to just pay for the printing job that they needed to print to go to appeal. So, not paying for any attorney's fees, that's a whole other ball of wax. This is just for, like, thousands of pages that the court requires you to print up. Because you've got to get, like, a transcript of the original court hearing.
And then you've got to file things in triplicate.
Yeah, if not more than that.
At it was minimum.
Like, yeah, like quintuplet or whatever that would be. And then five times. So it's ridiculous. $14,000. I mean, can you imagine a copy bill of $14,000? That's what we're talking about here. So they need to raise that money ASAP, and that's what the point of the free Rawls-a-thon is. And, of course, Ross is sitting in a prison cell right now in New York awaiting the results of this appeal. And I wish him nothing but the best. We will continue to update you on that situation as it develops here. Now, in other news about imprisoned freedom fighters, Julian Assange. There's been some pretty big news about Julian Assange. Now, Vincent, who is Julian Assange?
He was the founder of WikiLeaks.
That's right, and still is. He's still associated with WikiLeaks. He's been in a, not a prison cell, but he's been detained against his wishes by the fact that there are agents of the UK government who are constantly watching the Ecuadorian embassy in London, which is where he's been holed up now for, what, 4 years?
I think a little over 4 years. And just to, you know, clarify for people, when at least when I hear the word embassy, I generally think of, you know, like some large complex,
big building,
somewhere. The Ecuadorian embassy is an apartment room, like, you know, an actual apartment, not the entire apartment building. And I believe the address is actually flat 3B of whatever the street.
Yeah, it's not glamorous, is what you're saying.
It's, you know,
he's probably sleeping on a cot.
An apartment.
Yeah.
I'd say exile is a more appropriate word than imprison because, in theory, he could leave when he wants. It's just not in his best interest.
Well, he's exiled from within, you know, the United Kingdom. He can't leave because the men with guns
wanted to wind up going directly to prison.
Right. And it's Sweden, I think, wants to extradite. They want to extradite him to Sweden. That's where he's facing some charge there. I think it's in Sweden, pretty much.
He may. I think the UK may be after him for something as well. Besides,
I think
just
the UK police. I'm not sure if they actually have anything on him other than the extradition, and I just thought that they were, you know, trying to play buddy-buddy with Sweden. But they could have some kind of thing of, oh, you shared this thing that's classified, so therefore it's illegal to share classified information.
Story from Justice, the number 4, Assange.com. This was linked to by WikiLeaks. That's why I'm choosing this one. There are a few different variants on it online, and I figure the one that WikiLeaks links to is the one we should talk about here. So we'll get to that. We'll tell you what's going on. It's actually a UN panel that has ruled in Assange's favor against the United Kingdom and I believe Sweden. But we'll get the details coming up here. You can share your thoughts. So this may be some good news. Will this mean that he can leave his captivity? We'll find out. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I sure hope so. It's Free Talk Live.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about Ross Ulbricht or Julian Assange, we're talking about some of the freedom fighters out there in the world right now tonight and their current legal status. We've got the update on Julian Assange coming up in moments. Also, want to let you know about a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive assessment of your health daily and also a no-charge 24-hour access to doctors, which includes traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They'll also give you a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. HealthExcellenceSelect.com can help you. Go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we continue here, the story coming from Justice, the number 4, Assange.com. where on November 30th, so just a couple days ago, the United Nations rejected the United Kingdom's attempt to appeal the UN's February ruling in favor of Julian Assange. The decision therefore stands, and the UK and Sweden are once again required to immediately put an end to Mr. Assange's arbitrary detention and afford him monetary compensation. Earlier this year, the United Nations concluded the 16-month-long case to which the UK was a party. The UK lost, appealed, and then today, or 2 days ago, lost again. The UN instructed the UK and Sweden to take immediate steps to ensure Mr. Assange's liberty, protection, and enjoyment of fundamental human rights. No steps have been taken, jeopardizing Mr. Assange's life, health, and physical integrity and undermining the UN system of human rights protection. Now, the United Nations has found that the United Kingdom's request for review of this decision, which was filed in March of this year, was inadmissible. The UK has now reached the end of the road in its attempt to overturn the ruling. As a member of the Security Council and the UN Human Rights Council, the United Kingdom must respect its commitment to the United Nations and release Mr. Assange immediately. Now more than ever, moral leadership is required. Maintaining Mr. Assange's effective detention, which now stands at 6 years as of December of 2016.
Wow.
They're calculating 6 years. I'm not sure when. You had said at least four, right?
I said at least four.
It seems like it wasn't six or seven. My goodness. Will only serve to greenlight future abuses against defenders of free speech and human rights. Assange stated, quote, "Now that all appeals are exhausted, I expect that the UK and Sweden will comply with their international obligations and set me free. It is an obvious and grotesque injustice to detain someone for 6 years who hasn't even been charged with an offense." And it makes you wonder if they've got, if they're going to pull some sort of sneaky crap where, okay, we're going to not go after Julian Assange for the rape charges in Sweden, because that's what we wanted him for, because Sweden wanted him for this BS rape charge, and then we were going to help them extradite him to Sweden, so that's what this has been all about. So we're going to let him walk free on that. And then they come up with some other thing. Right. And then they come up with some other charge, you know, the equivalent of disorderly conduct or obstructing government administration or something, you know, one of these catch-all charges.
Unlawful. Well, what's the thing that... One of the things that I think the U.S. wants him on is unlawful distribution of classified material or something.
Mm. Yeah, so will they claim to, that they're going to let him walk and then just pick him up on some other charge?
Or he gets into a car crash, quote-unquote car crash, or a James Earl Ray comes up. Sorry, a Jack Ruby comes
up. A Patsy.
A Patsy or some sneaky stuff like that.
So what was the wording they used about the six-year thing?
Says here, well, this is from Justice, the number 4, Assange.com. Yep. His effective detention stands at 6 years as of the 7th of December. So coming up on 6 years in less than a week.
So what I'm saying, he entered the Ecuadorian embassy on June 19th of 2012.
Okay.
So that's where I got four. The at least four.
Right.
Don't know where he was prior to that.
Yeah, I wonder where they're getting that number from. They don't link... There's no link on that 6 years claim, so it's not real clear where that came from. But regardless, whether it's 6 years or 4 years, that's a long time to stay in the same crappy hotel room.
Right. Or maybe he was in another hotel room and then went to that hotel room.
It's been just 3 months and I'm sick of my dorm already, so imagine
that. The UN expert group also considered four requests for review of previous opinions submitted by the Arab Republic of Egypt, the State of Kuwait, the United Kingdom of Great Britain, and Northern Ireland. The working group concluded that the request did not meet the threshold of a review as enshrined in paragraph 21 of its methods of work. That's a quote from the UN press release, and that therefore they were not admissible, they say. So, good news for this, you know, for Julian Assange, presuming that the UN and, or excuse me, that the UK and Sweden actually don't continue to, you know, violate these rules. Now, look, I'm no fan of the United Nations. In fact, I support decentralization. I don't think that we should have nations at all, and certainly I don't think we should have, you know, one world government. The more decentralized the world is, the better off we are. But these countries joined, you know, these governments joined the United Nations on their own supposed free will or whatever, so they should have to respect the rules of the organization that they joined in this case.
one would think. So I did a little bit more digging. Apparently where the 6 years comes from is it was apparently December of 2010 when the Swedish government actually started pursuing the charges against Julian Assange.
So he was technically wanted from that point?
Correct.
Basically.
So he was in Sweden in 2010, and the Swedish government came up with the sexual assault charges, and he said that he would face questions in Britain. And so at some point he left Sweden and went to the UK, and then in June of 2012 wound up getting asylum in the Ecuadorian embassy.
Right. And he's been in there ever since. I mean, can you imagine? You said this was a basically the equivalent of a hotel room. This
flat 3B, 3 Hans Crescent, London.
Yeah. I mean, imagine coming to work every day. You work at the Ecuadorian embassy, and you come in there, and Julian Assange is
Hi,
just...
Hi, Julian. How are you doing?
Right. He's just waking up, rolling out of bed, or just stepped out of the shower.
Or greet Julian in Spanish.
Right. Hola, I would guess.
Hola, Julian.
William.
Buenos dias.
So, I mean, just it would be a strange situation to be in, and for Assange as well, to have to live in a place where people are working. I don't know if it's around the clock, but certainly, 5 days a week, there are probably people in there.
Good for him for not giving up and continuing doing what he does, and good for Via Ecuadorian Embassy for, putting up with all the international pressure and everything.
Absolutely. We'll keep you up to date on the story. Let's go to James in Arizona on via Skype. Go ahead, James.
Vincent, a man that seeks refuge in a communist Ecuadorian apartment should be Deadwood Snowden seeks refuge in safe harbor with a gangster Russian government, and they're your heroes. Says a lot as to why you would call Ruby a patsy, just as you are a stooge of Ian Bernard and Doug P.U. Perry, if you ask me.
I never said they're my heroes. I mean, I do think they're doing important work. I'm talking about Assange and Snowden.
They're both have portrayed their country that served them well and have done more for humanity than any other country on earth, and they've betrayed it because they're leftist.
So you believe that Assange and Snowden should be punished? Did you say put to death?
I said should be Deadwood Snowden because traitors should have a rope put around their throat. I know that Daryl W. Perry is appalled by the thought of somebody believing in the death penalty, but I do believe that Oslo...
Didn't you claim once to be a libertarian?
I am a libertarian. I believe in freedom, and I believe in fighting on behalf of other people's freedoms as well, and even killing other people that oppress people that don't live in freedom. That makes me libertarian, and somebody that says they're anti-war.
No, I don't think you even understand what a libertarian is.
I've been a libertarian longer than Vincent's been alive, and since long before you were.
Yeah, you've got no proof of that. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A libertarian is somebody who believes that you should be able to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm others. And governments of the world harm people. They threaten violence. They use actual violence. And so people like Julian Assange, people like Edward Snowden, who expose the violence of the state, who expose its lies, those are true heroes. 855-450-FREE. Free talk. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. checkingaccount.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV4Life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air. Detox it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Vincent.
And Daryl.
If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways to do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that means that $5 a month that you send in to us is money that gets invested into Free Talk Live. So we can help get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board with the show, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more by signing up over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, as well as Bitcoin on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. And rumor has it that American Express works, but I don't know anybody has an American Express, so I can't actually test that out. If you've got an American Express and you want to sign up for the, you've been wanting to sign up for the AMP program, now's a good time to try that at amp.freetalklive.com. If it doesn't work, let me know. If it does work, let me know at ian@freetalklive.com. So, yeah, AMP's great. Really appreciate everybody who is behind us with the AMP program. And so, please, if you got a few extra bucks a month, if you can afford the cost of a fancy cup of coffee to send towards Free Talk Live, it makes a difference for us.
Or even a not-so-fancy cup of coffee from certain mega chains.
Are they that expensive now?
They've been several dollars.
So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. So there's actually a handy questionnaire, or Q&A rather, here after the Justice for Assange story. We're talking about how he is being detained essentially against his will in the Ecuadorian embassy. He's he decided to go into the Ecuadorian embassy because otherwise he would have been in custody with the Swedish government at some point on some kind of alleged rape charge. And I think it's important to talk about that because when you just sort of throw out he's being charged with rape in Sweden, you know, some people are going to jump to a conclusion because, well, the police charged somebody. It must be true. And I think we need to make sure that, you know, we put some more information out there about this.
Yes.
So in this frequently asked questions about Assange, the question is Mr. Assange accused of rape? Answer, over the past year, new information has emerged that both women who've accused him explicitly deny having been raped by Mr. Assange. In a statement to the UK Supreme Court, the prosecutor acknowledged that the complainants wished only to ask the police for advice about HIV tests, having discovered that they both had sex with Mr. Assange. There has never been an allegation that Assange has HIV. Neither of the women wished to lodge a formal complaint. The woman of whom Mr. Assange is accused of the offense of, quote, lesser rape, unquote, which is a technical term in Swedish law, sent an SMS text to a friend saying that she, quote, did not want to accuse J.A., or Julian Assange, of anything, and that it was the police who made up the charges, unquote. The other woman tweeted in 2013 that she had never been raped. Both women's testimonies say they consented to the sex. A senior prosecutor already dismissed the rape accusation, saying there were no grounds for accusing Mr. Assange on this basis. But a third prosecutor, lobbied by a politician who was running for attorney general, took over the investigation and resurrected the accusations against Mr. Assange. Due to the great number of incorrect reports of, it is best to rely on primary source documents in this matter, which are on the Internet and the UK Supreme Court's, quote, agreed statements of facts, unquote, agreed to by the UK, Swedish authorities, and Mr. Assange's legal team. So further, are the two women CIA agents? Is the Swedish case a plot? Answer, while the Swedish government's close relationships with the United States may have a bearing on its public statements in the matter, Mr. Assange has never accused the two women of being influenced by these considerations. It has been widely misreported that he has. Telephone records show that one of the women says that she, quote, did not want to accuse J.A. of anything and that it was the police who made up the charges. The Swedish authorities seized the opportunity to get Mr. Assange. This was subsequently driven by a prominent Swedish politician, Case Borgström, who became the center of media attention as the state-funded representative of the two women. Sweden was just 3 weeks away from the general elections, and Mr. Borgström was running for the position of attorney general, and other scandals in his party had dominated the news. Basically, they're saying here that Assange was targeted by this politician who was running for top cop, because that's what the attorney general is, basically the head of the police of the country. For political reasons, not just for the political reasons of going after someone who's an enemy of the state, which is definitely what Julian Assange is by revealing all of the information that WikiLeaks has revealed. Not only that aspect, but just the more base political aspect of using someone to further one's political election ends.
Right, and I'm still baffled by the whole thing of these women both say, I wasn't raped, and the Swedish government saying, so you were raped.
Yeah, that's basically what's going on here. The case gained him extraordinary media exposure in the run-up to the election by keeping the case alive as well as replacing other stories. Borgström, the wannabe attorney general, subsequently billed the state for 80 hours of speaking to the press in relation to just one of the women. At the time, Borgström was also embroiled in the notorious Quick scandal, widely regarded as the worst in Sweden's judicial history. Since 2010, it has become increasingly apparent that personal and national prestige have played a role in maintaining the stalemate. So further, speaking of costs, I thought this was probably the most interesting detail. What is the status of the United Kingdom's actions against Mr. Assange?
Oh, they're not doing anything. They're just, you know, like, there. And if he happens to leave, then, you know, they might see it and notice it. But they're not spending money on it, Ian.
So he could just, like, waltz out of there maybe, huh? No problem?
Well, people are saying he's free to leave.
Documents from Edward Snowden are revealing that the UK intelligence agency, the GCHQ, was spying on WikiLeaks in 2012. The UK government admits to spending more than $10 million on the ongoing embassy police encirclement against Mr. Assange, a figure that is has increased to about $15,000 per day.
That's U.S. Now, dollars or British pounds?
It's showing the dollar sign, so I'm presuming that means U.S. dollars. But either way, it's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
$15,000 per day. Further, despite requests, the government of the UK has refused to divulge further information. The encirclement expenditure has been a source of cross-party controversy in the UK, with the cost being equal to 24,828 hospital beds or the training of 285 new police officers. The UK government refuses to release most of its materials on Assange, saying that to do so would compromise the United Kingdom's international relationships and national security. However, several prominent figures have spoken out about the situation. So this is a subject of controversy within the United Kingdom's government and
sort of political
scene. Of course,
that's $10 million that could go to the British crown.
London Mayor Boris Johnson said that it's absolutely ridiculous. That money should be spent on frontline policing, he says. It's completely wasted, unquote. Baroness Jenny Jones, deputy chair of the Police and Crime Committee at the London Assembly, says, quote, it's absolute madness. Either somebody else has to pay, that is the Swedish authorities, or we just have to back off and stop guarding the embassy. It's ludicrous, she says. Former Scotland Yard Royalty Protection Chief Di Davies said, quote, it's unfair for taxpayers to continue to fund this farce. The time has come for the Met to review its strategy on Assange and withdraw the officers currently guarding the Ecuadorian embassy. So we can only hope that those things actually occur now that the United Nations has ruled in favor of Assange, has ruled against the UK's request for, you know, whatever extradition.
And well, one thing that sort of, you know, confuses me about the whole Julian Assange thing is the people that say that Julian Assange is a traitor.
Like our earlier caller?
Julian Assange is Australian, yeah. Not American. So how's he a traitor to America when he's not now nor ever been an American citizen?
Well, you could argue that the U.S., Australia, Canada, there's this sort of six countries that are teamed up together, the U.K., I believe France is one of them, and I forget what the sixth one is, but there's like there's six intelligence agencies.
Well, there's also the countries that they call the Five Eyes.
That's what I was thinking, five then, five of them. I think I just named all five, but regardless, they've teamed up. They're working for the security of the entire world. So he's a traitor to the security of the world, Daryl.
Right, but people don't say that. They say he's a traitor to America.
You know, my dad, he was one of these constitutional conservatives, and back when Julian Assange was releasing stuff, making, you know, the U.S. military look bad, he was like, oh, this guy, we got to take him out. And then now, recently, when he starts releasing stuff about the Clinton
about
Foundation,
Hillary.
My dad's like, oh, he should get a pardon. He should be free to go.
Well, you know, whatever it takes to change somebody's mind.
Yeah, I've called him out on it, of course.
We'll take it. And I know you wanted to talk, Vincent, about the idea of the United States doing good in the world.
Oh, yeah, but I was just in response to the last
call. We'll get into
that
coming up here in moments. We'll see what that's all about. 855-450-FREE. Plus, Art Bell, talk show host Art Bell, is suing talk show host Michael Savage over some butthurt. And we'll explain that coming up here in moments. Hour 2's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.